to take over and come and preach instead, I think. Graham, come and take
over. Let's get all of this tidied up then. Look at all of this mess, this stuff everywhere. Look at this tree. Oh. Look, pine needles everywhere. Would not an artificial one do? I mean, really? And does it have to be that big? Just mess everywhere. I mean, come on, let's get this done. Right. Oh, dearie me. Oh, doors open. Oh, crackle and pop. Oh, dear. Oh. Oh. Sorry, I was just trying to get a head start with the tidying up. You know, I want the next week off. What is it you're meant to say when you're up here? My name's Graham, and in case you don't know me, I'm the caretaker. That's how it goes, I think. Anyway, sorry, it's just all this stuff everywhere, all this mess. And, you know, some of us want a bit of a break over the next week, and all these things go out, and you know who's got to tidy it up, don't you? Look at all those pine needles everywhere still. Oh, dearie me. Oh, you know, some of us want a bit of a break. And all those, you know, chairs you're sitting on as well, you know, someone has to straighten those out. Much better when we had pews, I tell you. They never moved. Hadn't moved for 100 years. And then that boy comes along and he says, oh, let's get rid of the pews and have chairs. It's not him who's moving around, you know. Oh, and candles. Candles. Great. More mess. And look, glitter. Glitter everywhere. Glitter should be banned in church, I tell you. If I had my way, there would be no glitter. Someone scatters glitter everywhere and then goes off to Germany and leaves me to clear it up. Great. And wax. Do you know how hard it is to get wax out of carpet? I tell you, if you've ever tried, wax in carpet is not good. I don't get paid enough for this. Anyway, and I know candles and things, they're meant to remind you of things it says in the Bible, like Isaiah, where it says, a people walking in great darkness have seen a great light. To those living in a land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Now, see, that's good writing though, isn't it? And short and to the point, unlike some of the sermons we get here. I've been timing them, I tell you, they just go on and on and on. Anyway, short and to the point. See, nice writing, a bit of Isaiah there for you. But candles, they're just silly. Because look, Christmas, that starts with darkness, doesn't it? It's a people walking in deep darkness, and we go and fill the place with lights. That sounds a bit silly to me. It starts with people walking in darkness. Like, if you ever walked when it's been really, really dark, maybe some people were in the dark last night having to sort things out. And you know when it's really dark and you can barely see a thing and you're trying to feel your way around with your hands, and it's really that kind of deep darkness, it can be a bit scary. But that's how Christmas starts. It starts with darkness and things being a bit scary, not bright and shiny. Things weren't very good. Things were bad and going from bad to worse. Things weren't the way that it should be. Like life can be sometimes. You know, the other year, Reading got relegated. A couple of weeks ago, a child threw up out the back. It was disgusting. It stank. I don't get paid enough for that. Anyway, sometimes things don't go the way that they should do. Even the Christmas story, you've got Mary, and she's a teenager having a baby. And Jesus, he's born in a place where they kept animals. Things don't seem to go very right, do they? And then God comes into the middle of all of that, into that darkness and that mess and these people in deep darkness. God comes along. And it says it's like light, like a bright light, an amazing light, a shining light, a brightest light you've ever seen. Like you've been walking in the dark and suddenly someone comes and shines a torch in your face, and it's that kind of dazzling and brightness. You can turn on all the fairy lights, but you want, it's not going to do that justice, is it? These little candles and all of this is not going to do that justice. This was the kind of light that made wise men travel for 100 miles, hundreds of miles, to go and see Jesus and bring him gifts and worship him. And the light that made shepherds go running around and telling everybody they'd met about angels appearing to them and a baby they found lying in a manger. This light, you can't have a couple of candles like that to kind of try and describe that kind of light. You need something a bit bigger. You need something brighter than that. I mean, something that maybe just has a bit more to it. This is excitement and joy and wonder and amazement and shininess and everything. And look, no mess, you see? You see, the caretaker knows how to not leave a mess. That's the kind of light we're talking about. Not this stuff. If you think this stuff's about Jesus, then well, if you think Jesus is the light of the world, you should keep it out all year, shouldn't you? Because Jesus isn't just for Christmas. And then if you keep it out all year, I don't have to put it away. Yeah? You should keep it out all the time. Because, well, Jesus isn't like, you know, other people, you know, Father Christmas, that you make a big deal out for a couple of weeks and then conveniently forget about him for the other 11 months of the year. Jesus isn't going anywhere. If you've been around church as long as I have, then you've heard that bit from John again and again and again about the light shining in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. The light, Jesus, isn't going anywhere. In fact, we're told he's coming back. He's going to come back. He's the light of the world. But he didn't just say that he was the light of the world. You know, you lot, he said that you were the light of the world. It wasn't just Jesus this light was about. He said that you are the light of the world. So, I don't know, maybe you can try and be a little bit of light. When we think that the world's a bit of a dark place and maybe not quite the way it should be, maybe we should ask how much light we're giving off. And look, I know you lot, you're not going to be a great light. I mean, I cleared up most of your mess. So I know that you lot, well, we're all messy people, aren't we? So we're not going to be a great light. We're not going to be a shining and sparkling light. But maybe we can just be a little bit. Maybe you can just do a few of the things that Jesus did. Maybe you can be a little bit more like he was. Maybe you can show a bit of the kind of love that he showed for other people. And there's quite a lot of you here. I know, because you leave quite a lot of mess. And even just a little bit of light can make quite a big difference in deep darkness. And actually, if you all get together and have a bit of light, then, you know, well, maybe it might make quite a difference. A lot of little lights can make a bit of a change. So I suppose you can keep your fairy lights if you want, for now, as you're still here. I suppose I better wait till you're gone to tidy up. But don't worry, I'll straighten out the chairs when you're gone. I always do.